بسم الله بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد. So like we mentioned on Tuesday, inshallah ta'ala, we'll start off with the Majalis of Ramadan, which is the sittings that Sheikh Saleh Ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah ta'ala, he had with his students daily in the month of Ramadan. Inshallah ta'ala, we're going to take some benefits from these majalis, these sittings that the Sheikh had, rahimahullah ta'ala. Before we proceed to today's lesson, what do we do on Tuesday with regards to Ramadan? What did we do or discuss, study, reflect, contemplate on with regards to the virtues and so forth of Ramadan? Now, we mentioned the benefit of fasting in the month of Ramadan is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about Siyam, فَإِنَّهُ لِي, that it is for him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we mentioned that ulama gave different explanations to the meaning of the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the hadith al-Qudsi, which is narrated by Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that verily fasting is for him. They mentioned a few explanations. What were these? Idafat al-Tashrif, that Allah attributed fasting to him to show the nobility of fasting. Allah attributed fasting to him to show the nobility of fasting. Second, Naam, Ibn Rajab rahimahullah ta'ala, and this is the one he preferred. This is the explanation that he preferred, is that it helps the individual to be sincere. Yani he's worship in fasting for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sincerely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another meaning, Naam, is that the human being has three foundational desires, or the origins of desires come from three things, which is eating, drinking, and relation. And in fasting is the only type of worship where this is maintained in such a lengthy time or long space of time. Any other ones? The virtues of Ramadan now. Virtues of Ramadan. Forgive me now. The hadith of Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the Sheikh rahimullah mentioned this, is man sama Ramadan imanan wa ihtisaban ghufra lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi. The one who fasts Ramadan with iman, correct aqidah, correct belief, with tawheed, with iman and ihtisab, seeking the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his previous sins will be forgiven. Which sins are forgiven? Major or minor sins? Minor sins. And what's the proof that it's minor sins?
The hadith was when he said that between a prayer and a prayer, mm-hmm. between Jumu'ah and Jumu'ah,
Naam, the hadith of Ahsanta ya Shams. The hadith of Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu again, where he said that Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul as-salawat al-khams wal-jum'a ila jum'a wa ramadan ila ramadan mukaffarat lima baynahuma majtanaba al-kaba'ir. Where Abu Huraira mentioned the hadith of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that between the prayers, the five prayers, and between Salatul Jum'a and the next Salatul Jum'a, and between Ramadan, Eid of Shahr Ramadan, month of Ramadan, and the next Ramadan, are expiations, what's between them. Are expiations, a of sins, what's between them. Just as long as he stays away from the major sins, just as long as he stays away from the major sins, and if one, may Allah protect us, falls into major sins, he has to make what, ikhwan? Tawbah. And from that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Hadith Qudsi, Kullu bani Adam, Khata'un, wa khayru khata'in, Tawabun, that all of the children of Adam makes mistakes or sin, and the best of those who sin are those who repent. Now, Naam. And this is of course mentioned in the hadith of Sahl ibn Sa'ad. We started off from that. But Sahl ibn Sa'ad said in the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قُلْ إِنَّ فِي الْجَنَّةِ بَابًا يُسَمَّى الرَّيَّان. That in paradise there is a bab, there is a door, and it's called a rayyan. Naam. That the only people that enter this bab or rayyan are who, ikhwan? The fasting individuals. And this was revealed for the fasting. This is the hadith pertaining to the fasting individual. And then we mentioned that, being that this is the bab for them in Jannah, Allah also says in Surah Al-Haqqa, Kulu washrabu hani'an bima aslaftum fil ayamil khaliya. Drink or eat and drink in tranquility, with ease, with relaxation, for that which you have done in the days before, i.e. in this world, striving for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Mujahid said, rahimahullah ta'ala, like the brother mentioned, that this was revealed for the fasting individuals. This was revealed for the fasting individuals. And in the Bab al-Rayyan, another narration states that the Prophet said that once they've entered, the people will fast into this Bab, this chapter al-Rayyan, the door will be what? Closed. The door will be locked. Now we're going to go to some more benefits, just a few more benefits before we start Al-Ha'iyah, that the Sheikh Rahimahullah Ta'ala, he mentions. Now, the Sheikh Rahimahullah Ta'ala, he mentioned a very, very sweet benefit, where he said that from the virtues of fasting is that Allah has made it obligatory on everyone, every nation. Allah has made fasting obligatory on every nation. As is mentioned in Surah Al-Baqarah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, kutiba alaykum al-siyam. كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, O you who believe, O you who have iman, fasting has been prescribed for you and prescribed for those before you. Yani made obligatory upon you and made obligatory for those before you in order for you to attain piety. So from the virtues of fasting, and specifically fasting in Ramadan, is that fasting is prescribed and made obligatory for this ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the other ummah, the other nations. From the virtues of Ramadan, or fasting in the Ramadan, as the Sheikh rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentioned, is that the reward of the fasting individual is not numerated. The reward of the fasting individual is unlimited. The reward of the fasting individual is indefinite. And this is taken from the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yaqul, إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّى الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Zumar, that verily the patient ones, that verily those who have sabr, those who have patience, their reward is unlimited. بِلَا حِسَابٍ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. With no limitation in the number. Their reward. And this number is only known by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the amount or to the extent of the reward of the one who is patient. And Ibn Rajab rahimahullah ta'ala, he used this as an example to show that this applies to the fasting individual. He used this to show that this manzila, this station, applies to the fasting individual. And that is taken from the fact that patience is of three types. The first of those is as-sabr ala ta'atillah. The first of those is having patience upon the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second is having patience, sabr, ani muharramillah. The second is having patience upon that with those things that Allah has made impermissible by staying away from them. So the first is being patient upon the obedience of Allah, applying it and doing it, acting upon the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second is staying away from the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made haram. And the third is having sabr upon the qadr of Allah, the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The third is having patience upon the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in that if any calamity was to befall you, that you would be patient and you won't complain. Ibn Rajab rahimahullah ta'ala says these three things applies to the fasting individual. Ibn Rajab, he said that rahimahullah ta'ala, that these three types of patience applies to the fasting individual. As for the first, which is patience upon the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is clear because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered us to fast when he says, فَمَنْ شَهِدَ مِنْكُمُ الْشَهْرَ فَلْيَصُمْ. For those of you who witness the month, or when the month begins, then fast. So it's a command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fast in the month of Ramadan. And that is having patience and obedience of Allah by fasting, by obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that command. The second is being patient upon that which Allah has made impermissible, from eating and drinking and relations and so forth. And this requires patience. The third is having patience in the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is having patience, as Ibn Rajab rahimahullah ta'ala says, having patience with regards to the pain, the thirst that one goes through when they're fasting. The hunger and the pain that one goes through, that they're fasting, that they are patient upon this. So from this he has extrapolated that the verse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّى الصَّابِرُونَ عَجَرُونَ بِالْغَيْرِ إِسْحَابِ, that Allah will give the reward of those who are patient. Their reward is unlimited. This is for the fasting individual. This is for the fasting individual. Why? Because he applies all three types of patience. And he applies all three types of patience. Another virtue of fasting, as is mentioned in the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, the Shaykh rahimahullah ta'ala mentions this as his third type of benefit from fasting. It's a hadith of Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu, where the Prophet ﷺ said, As-siyamu junah. It's a hadith of Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, where the Prophet ﷺ said, As-siyamu junah. Where the Prophet ﷺ said that fasting is a shield. Where the Prophet ﷺ said fasting is a shield, i.e. a shield from the hellfire. Distancing the fasting person is distanced from the hellfire. And another explanation, as explained by Imam Nawawi rahimahullah ta'ala, is when the Prophet ﷺ said as-siyamu junah, that fasting is a shield, i.e. it shields the individual from disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the virtue of fasting. And for a point of benefit, in the hadith that the Prophet ﷺ says, as-siyamu junah. Junah comes from three forms of the word in Arabic, janana. Jim, noon, and noon. Janana. And any word that is found in an Arabic language that contains these as the foundational letters in it, janana, it means something that's concealed. It means something that is concealed, something that one can't see. For example, the jinn comes from janana, and the jinn we cannot see. Another example is janin, which is the baby that's in the womb. Janin comes from the form janana, which is the baby that's in the womb, in the mother's belly. We cannot see it. So that's why it's called janin, because it's hidden. And also jannah, which we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us, firdaus al-a'la. Jannah, we cannot see now. So anything we had jannana, these three letters, ja, no, nu, ja, jim, noon, and noon, this indicates to something that cannot be seen. So when the Prophet ﷺ said in this hadith, as-siyamul junah, ayy, hellfire be so far away from you that it can't see you. You be concealed, you be shielded. And in another hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said that you be shielded like one is shielded in battle. You be shielded like one is shielded in battle. And this is no doubt a major virtue of this month of Ramadan. And this is no doubt a very true major virtue of this month of Ramadan. The Sheikh then went on to open up another chapter, which is dealing with the obligation of fasting in Ramadan, which is dealing with the obligation of fasting in Ramadan, inshallah ta'ala. And we'll continue this, inshallah ta'ala, on Tuesday. Bismillah.